Today's Tanya for the 11th day of Tammuz is in Igeres HaTshuva, Chapter 3, Peirik Gimel, on page 184. The number at the bottom of the page is 352. In yesterday's shiur, the Rebbe said that the resolution of the argument between the two scholars or schools of Musar, where they talk about how many times you have to fast for the repetition of a sin, where one says that you have to fast the entire set for each time that the sin is committed, and the other says that you have to fast only once, no matter how many times the sin was committed. And this debate, or this disagreement, is resolved with a compromise, and that is that we fast three times, three sets for each sin, and that is because, according to the Zohar, the third time that we do a sin puts the damage or the blemish into a whole new category. And so we want to fix the damage caused by the third time. And after that, it is not as crucial, it is not as significant. Now, on page 184, about seven lines, eight lines from the top. Ochein kol ze ba'odam chazek u'bozim, but all of this is recommendable and permissible only to a person who is healthy and strong. She'ein ribiatze meis mazik leklal lebriyus gufe, so that all these fasts will not damage or hazard his health at all, won't weaken him at all. Ukamei b'deiris ha'sheinim, as in the earlier generations where people were strong, they went without food easily. Aval mi shezibri hatzemes mazikli, but the person who may be harmed by these fasts, frequent fasts, she'ef she'yuchal lovi l'decheli emichush chas v'sholem, where it's possible that he may come to some illness. He may become weakened and therefore susceptible to an illness or even to pain. God forbid, kamei b'deiris eile, as for example in our generation where fasting immediately weakens our faith, our health, osur le'laharbis b'tainis, today we are prohibited, we're not allowed to fast frequently, afilu al krisis amisus bezn, even for sins that are severe and whose punishment is the death penalty. U'mikol shkein, so how much more so, certainly true al mitzvahs eset, u mitzvahs leis eset she'en bahem kodesh, that we certainly should not be fasting for the failure to do a positive mitzvah or for the violation or transgression of a negative commandment, but one that isn't punishable by death. What then should we do? Elo kefia sheyishar benafshei shebevade leyavik leklo. He has to be able to estimate for himself how much he can fast without hurting his health. Ki afilu b'deiris ha'sheinim, because even in the earlier generations, b'imei tanoyim v'amezoyim, in the days of the sages of the Mishnah and the Gemara, le'hoyu mesanim b'kahai gavno, they would not fast so many fasts. And in this fashion, as described earlier, elo habriyim, only those who were extremely healthy, the motzu l'tziyur nafshayu, who were capable of the deprivation of the fast, physically capable. U'delay motzu l'tziyur nafshay, and then, even back then, those who didn't have the strength to go through this deprivation, u'misanen, they fasted, nikra cheta b'gemara perikamo d'tainis, is described as a sinner in the Gemara in the first chapter of Tainis. And this applies even to the person who is fasting because of sins. A person can fast simply because he takes upon himself to fast, makes a vow to fast. Well, the Gemara speaks about fasting over a bad dream, and that certainly would not be allowed if it can affect your health. But the Rebbe is saying that this applies even to the person who is fasting because of sins. Kidepirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi explains there in the Gemara, that the person is called a sinner for fasting when it affects his health, even if he is fasting for the most legitimate of reasons, he is fasting because of his sins. And as it says in the Gemara, in the first Perek of Zvachim, that there is no person who isn't obligated to bring a sacrifice for the failure to do a mitzvah. So there is always justification for fasting. There's always something to fast over, for example, the failure to do a positive mitzvah. And in spite of this, the Gemara says that if you fast and are not physically fit to fast, you're called a sinner. And this is certainly true, the Mishahu Baal Teda, a person who is a student of Torah, who studies Torah. Shecheta v'nenesh b'kiflayim, his sin and his punishment is double. It's a double transgression. Ki machmas chlishas hatainis, because in addition to compromising his health, which is already a sin, in addition to that, as a result of the weakness coming from the fast, le'yuchal la'asik bo kezoyi, he will not be able to study the Torah properly. And since his function, his role, is to study Torah, he is a student of Torah, by weakening himself, he makes himself incapable of studying properly, so he is sinning both in compromising his health and in compromising his study. Elo ma takante. So what then should this person do in order to gain this acceptance that comes through fasting? What he should do is, kidachsiv, as it says, v'chato'echa b'tzdoka preik, redeem your sin through charity. So that charity takes the place of the fast, and through the charity he gains that kind of forgiveness, that kind of acceptance, that would usually come through fasting. And as the authors of the Shulchan Aruch, the Peskim, determined how much a person should give to tzedakah, ba'ad kol yem tainis shel tshuva, in place of each day of fasting, when you're fasting for tshuva. Because if you're fasting for another purpose, then money won't help. If a person took a vow to fast, then he can't exchange it for money. But if the fast is for the sake of tshuva, tzedakah is also a way of doing tshuva. So how much should a person give for each day of fasting? He should give erechai g'dele peirush, which is approximately 18 coins. Doesn't say exactly what the amount is. 18 coins. And this is the minimum. And the wealthier a person is, the more he should give based on his wealth. And the reference for this is Kamesha Kosov HaMogin Avraham Hilchis Tainis, as the Mogin Avraham writes in the Laws of Fasts. In the Hayem Yem for today, the 11th day of Tammuz, Yud Aleph Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that in the Tanya, which was printed in Zalafki, in the year Mevaser Tev, this is the day before Yud Beis Tammuz, the Agedas HaTshuva was printed but not divided into chapters. And also, there are many differences between the text there and the text of the Agedas HaTshuva as we have it now.